going on, everybody? This is Tyree. Welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. Hopefully you guys had a fantastic week so far. I'm doing pretty good over here myself. So to really get into right quick what it is I want to talk to you guys about, I had someone send me in a question. They asked not to have their their video played or whatever like that, so I chose not to use it. So, and I have to change their name as well. So I'm going to go ahead and call this guy David. Now, David is a married man who, for some reason, didn't tell me what was going on in his relationship with his wife. However, he said he felt the need to step away from the presence of his wife. You know, like he wanted some a break, I guess, if you will. And he asked me a decent question. He asked me, Tyree, when you feel like you can't do anything more in your relationship to make your spouse happy, what else can you do besides look for a divorce? Now, he didn't give me much background on his relationship or anything like that. So the only advice I could give him with the information that he gave me was that if he felt he needed to take a break for a while, then that's what he needed to do. And to be honest with his wife about it, first and foremost. So David, if you're listening, man, this was for you. So he wanted to take a break from his wife, but he had to be honest with her. So I'm telling you to let her know that there's something that's been bothering you, or the last recent events you guys have been going through has gotten you to a place where you're now questioning the longevity of your marriage and what to do afterwards. Now, when it comes to a decision like that, you know, that's a strong feeling. So David, if you're out there, man, this is a strong feeling. And keeping it real is, first of all, it's honest. So it's the best thing you could have done. And the next thing, like I said, is to talk to your wife about it, because this is a decision between two people, and she deserves to know where you are in your headspace as well. I share this information with you guys because it's happened to me before, you know, and not just to me, but I've done it as well. And that's why I felt like the relationship, no matter what status it was in currently or recently, if there's something you're tired of in your relationship, then you're downright tired of it. And sometimes it doesn't take much to break, you know, the camel's back, if you will, and kind of trigger those emotions again. And although the situation might be small, the feelings you get from them, they grow. And so it leads to people making emotional decisions in a short period of time. And, you know, I've heard it, I've seen it, I know it's real out there, but you can potentially hurt and do more damage than you thought because of your rash emotions and your swift actions. So guys, me personally, I, because of my religion, what I believe in, I has got to work on me and my wife, because no matter what's going on, if me and her can't talk, if me and her can't gel or whatever, or it's getting to a point where we're fighting or something like that, then we owe it to each other to take a break for a minute, get God in the middle, keep him in the middle, and let our prayers and let our sides be heard, so that the next time we do speak to each other, we're doing it clearly and with a greater understanding for each other's feelings and a greater respect for each other. If you guys are having an issue in your relationship, girlfriend, spouse, partner, whatever the case may be, I'm telling you today that get some space in between you guys, rest your mind, pray on it if you will, and come back and talk about it at another time. Because there's nothing more dangerous than somebody who's just tired of everything. They're just tired. They will say and they will do anything to change their situation as swiftly as possible. That makes them a dangerous person. I don't want anybody in my tribe being a dangerous person. I don't want you, the listener, to be a dangerous person. If you're going to change your life, then change your life with an upright mind and an upright resolve. All right, you guys, I'm headed into work, so I apologize for the quality of the audio, but I'm headed on my way to work. I will holler at you guys later today when I get out of work for the drive home. You guys take it easy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.